A symbol of commitment to honoring the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 calls to action, Superior Heights has unveiled a 5-panel mural created by area students with assistance from local Anishinaabe artist Lucia LaFord, Wawa Kwun Kwe. The woodland-style piece was painted by students from the Northern Indigenous Youth Council and the Art Club. Through the creation process, the students have learned about Anishinaabe culture from Lucia, who shared her knowledge and perspective with them, says a news release issued by the Algoma District School Board. Her guidance and expertise were invaluable in shaping this project and ensuring that it authentically represents local First Nation values and spirit. The mural is a testament to the power of art to inspire, connect, and transform lives. It is a reminder that we are all part of a larger community and that we must work together to build a better and more inclusive world. Full text of the news release follows. Superior Heights Collegiate and Vocational School, SHCVS, is proud to announce the unveiling of a new, 5-panel mural celebrating Indigenous culture and values within the school. Measuring 8 feet by 20 feet, the mural is a beautiful piece of woodland-style art that was created over the past few weeks by a dedicated group of students from the Northern Indigenous Youth Council and the Art Club, with the support of local Anishinaabe artist Lucia LaFord, Wawa Kwun Kwe. The mural is a symbol of reconciliation and reflects Superior Heights' commitment to honoring the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 94 calls to action. Through the creation process, the students have learned about Anishinaabe culture from Lucia, who shared her knowledge and perspective with them. Her guidance and expertise were invaluable in shaping this project and ensuring that it authentically represents local First Nation values and spirit. The mural process commenced with an exploration of woodland art and its fundamental concepts. Next, the students developed their own ideas on theme and composition. Collaboratively, the group converged on a shared idea, incorporating multiple perspectives. The central themes of the mural were connection and environmental stewardship, with each individual involved contributing imagery to the final piece. Throughout the process, important symbols were discussed such as the turtle and turtle island. Central to the mural is a turtle with a sacred fire on its back. The flames and smoke from the fire carry upwards and surround Mother Earth in the shape of a heart. This reminds the viewer of our obligation to take care of the land and all of creation. Above the earth is a bird embracing the heart with its wings. This bird can represent many species. One interpretation would be of the eagle that flies so high, close to the spirit world. On either side of the turtle are three people. Each side represents our ancestors, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, the mothers, the fathers, and all the children. They face inward to the sacred fire and are inside a teaching lodge to represent the importance of education and continually learning. Each side of the mural depicts elements of creation. On the right, water and water beings are honored, including salmon, cranes, frogs, and water vegetation. The water flows into the teaching lodge and touches the base of the turtle. The women are standing in the water to depict the sacred connection that women have to water. The moon is above the water to show the connection of Grandmother Moon to the water. The stars and planets represent connection to our ancestors. On the left side, the forest, the plant life, and many creatures that walk the land are honored. The tree that cradles the left side showcases all four seasons and the changes that occur in nature, but also the changes that occur in us as time passes. The four sacred medicines are seen throughout the mural and are tied to the medicine wheel and many teachings discussed in the process. Animals are shown with their young as a reminder to care for Mother Earth for the many generations after us that will inherit what we leave behind. Insects and mushrooms are included to remind us of the variation and the importance of biodiversity in all organisms, big and small. The sun is painted with giant rays of light that remind us of the connections between all life. The mural has many more symbols and deeper layers of meaning, but woodland art also calls upon the viewer to interpret what they see. The mural prompts viewers to discover their personal connection and embrace their role as caretakers and stewards of the land. The mural is a testament to the power of art to inspire, connect, and transform lives. It is a reminder that we are all part of a larger community and that we must work together to build a better and more inclusive world. The students who worked on this project have left a legacy at Superior Heights for generations to come. Their dedication, passion, and hard work have resulted in a beautiful piece of art that celebrates Indigenous culture and promotes understanding and healing. Superior Heights teachers Ms. Sarah Bingham and Ms. Sarah Cormier organized the project. We are incredibly proud of the students who worked on this project and grateful for the opportunity to have worked alongside Lucia LaFord, Ms. Bingham said. The mural is a reflection of our school's commitment to truth and reconciliation, and we hope it will inspire others to learn about and celebrate Indigenous culture, Ms. Cormier said. Superior Heights Collegiate and Vocational School would like to thank the Northern Indigenous Youth Council, the Art Club, Lucia LaFord, the Algoma District School Board, the teachers involved and all the parents and community members who supported this project and helped make it a reality.